Good evening. This is John Thomas, the author of the book, You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. And today we're going to talk about why did you make yourself fat? What a terrible situation it is. You weigh 30 pounds too much, maybe 50 pounds, maybe 200 pounds too much. You can't stand it. It's disgusting. You would give anything to be thin. Everybody tells you how fat you are. Your clothes don't fit. Your girlfriend, boyfriend, or significant other tells you, my God, you're gargantuan. What happened to you? Why did you let it happen? You want to lose weight. Boy, you would do anything to lose weight. Everybody talks about it. Everybody has a deal for you. Hey, I'll tell you what, I have this pill I'll sell you, but you have to give me some money. I have a new diet for you, but you have to give me some money. Come to my meeting. We'll make you thin, but you have to give me some money. Order food from me, we'll ship it to you, but you have to give me some money. Everybody wants some of your money. What a shock. Imagine that. People want your money to make you thin. You know that weight loss, if you want to call it that, is a $40 billion a year business. And guess what? You're still fat. Don't you hate it? Isn't it silly? Now you may have lost 10 to 20 pounds every so often, but you know, you always gain it back. Isn't that surprising? Easiest thing in the world would be to lose weight and stay at a lower weight, but you can't do it. So everybody wants to be in on the game. Everybody wants to tell you how to be thin. Everybody wants to make sure you're no longer 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 or 200 pounds too fat. But now, do you realize that of all the people who go on diets, that's any diet, 97% of them eventually gain all the weight back they thought they had lost? Think about it. You have a 3% chance of success. What a stupid bet. Would you do that? Of course, you bought a lottery ticket, but you know you have no chance of winning. This is more important than a lottery ticket. This is your life. There you are, 100, 200 pounds too fat, and you want to learn how to get rid of it. What do you do? Are you destined to be fat forever? Well, first of all, what you really have to understand is why you made yourself fat. Now think about it. Everybody wants to blame everybody else. It's the food. It's McDonald's. It's Burger King. It's KFC. It's Wendy's. They're making all this food. Really? You think McDonald's made you fat? Come on. Then they want to tell you it's the portions. God, they made the portions too big. You don't know when to stop eating. If they only made the portions smaller, you never would have gained 100 pounds. Categorical nonsense. Then they say it's corn syrup. It's the corn syrup. Yeah, that's what it is. It's corn syrup. It makes you fat. There's too much sugar in there. There's too much carbohydrates. There's too much fat. Whatever you want to call. But I'll tell you now, everybody is lying to you. That is all categorical nonsense. There's not a shred of truth in it. The experts haven't done a thing. There's millions of experts out there all over giving you lectures on how to be thin and why you're fat. Now really, how effective have they been? They've been taking your money for years. They've been making you food that is supposed to make you thin for years. And what happens? Everybody's getting fatter and fatter and fatter. Now, the fact is, and you really don't want to hear this, but you really have to, is you made yourself fat. What a shock. Can't believe it. What, me? Make myself fat? Not a chance. Never. I'm not that stupid. I'm not that idiotic. I would never make myself fat. Really? Anybody force you to put all that food in your mouth? Anybody force you to go to fast food restaurants? Anybody force you? Your mother didn't make you do it? Don't even bother telling me that. Don't tell me your wife or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or a significant other makes too much food for you. Nah, come on. You didn't have to put the food in your mouth. But you reached out and you did it. And you know, it's not a shock that you're fat. Was it a secret that you gained 5 pounds? Did it go unnoticed? Did you say, ah, God, I'm 5 pounds heavier, but I didn't really gain 5 pounds? Baloney. You knew you gained weight. When it was up 10 pounds, your clothes didn't fit anymore. You probably had to buy new clothes or have new clothes made. Why didn't you stop eating? Why didn't anybody tell you your clothes don't fit? Did somebody really have to tell you that? Didn't your family tell you? Didn't anybody tell you you're getting fat? But you could have stopped when you were gaining 5 pounds. You'd have said, this is stupid. This is crazy. I don't want to make myself fat. I'm going to go lose the 5 or 10 pounds. you knew, and this is the hard part for you, you knew exactly what you were doing when you made yourself fat. Nobody forced you to get fat. No McDonald's, no Burger King, nobody. Not your mother, not your wife, not your boyfriend, not your friends, not your coworkers, nobody. You did it all by yourself. It was not TV advertising. It was not the restaurants. Now here's the part you may have a little difficulty with, but stick with me. The food didn't make you fat. You made yourself fat by putting all that food in your mouth. Now, why would you do anything quite that stupid? Isn't that really idiotic? Don't you feel ashamed or embarrassed that you made yourself fat? Why didn't you just quit? It would have been so easy. Don't you feel like a simpleton, like an idiot, like a fool? No, you shouldn't feel that way. You could have stopped any time you wanted to, in theory. But let me tell you something. And this is the part that is going to fly in the face of the lies that everybody's been telling you. They've all been lying to you about why you got fat. I will tell you right now that you couldn't help it. Oh, no, John, that's crazy, that's wrong. Everybody tells me I could have stopped any time I want. Really, then, why didn't you? Why didn't you stop? It was the easiest thing in the world to do is just stop eating. Stop putting all the food in your mouth. You knew exactly what to do. Keep that in mind. There was no gun at your head. Nobody forced you to do it. Actually, you had to do it. That sounds impossible. It sounds like an excuse, like a cop-out. It really isn't. It's the fact of the matter. And we're going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. You can't get it all in this episode. So I want you to go to my next episode after this. We'll talk more about it. You really have to understand why you made yourself fat. And also why you are forcing yourself to stay fat. That's right, folks. You are forcing yourself to stay fat. You could stop it any time you want. Never forget that. It was all within your control. No advertising made you buy the food. You're an adult. You're not an idiot. You're not stupid. All you had to do to say, you know, if I go out and do what those idiotic people advertising on television or on the radio tell me to do, I'll be fat. And I'm going to make myself unhappy. My doctor's going to hate me because he's going to tell me I'm going to get diabetes or keel over from a heart attack because I'm too fat. You knew that really well the whole time, and you didn't do anything about it. And now you want to solve the problem. It's really not that hard to solve. But first you have to understand why you did it and why you are staying at the weight that you would give anything in the world to change. And the answer is you couldn't help getting fat. You don't believe it? Tune into my next episode. This is John Thomas. Take good care of yourself.